sea of blood. Oh, I will pass, I will pass over you, Christ our Redeemer. Christ our Redeemer died on the cross, died for the sinner, paid all his dues. Sprinkle your soul with the blood of the Lamb, and I will pass, I will pass over you. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Chiefest of singers, of sinners, Jesus will save. All he has promised, that will he do. Wash in the fountain, open for sin, and I will pass over. Is coming.
Judgment is coming. All will be there. Each one receiving justly his due. Hide in the saving, sin cleansing blood.
Great compassion.
Oh, what passion. Oh, boundless love. Oh, loving kindness, faithful and true.
Find peace and shelter under the blood. When I, oh, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass, I will pass, I will pass over you. Listen now, one more time.
See the blood,
pass. I will pass over you. Amen. Go ahead, Brother Mike.
Grateful to be here. You know, tomorrow the world's thankful for one day. But I'm thankful every day. Amen. Not one day. God's good to me every day. Every morning that I wake up, it's good. I don't care what I gotta face. You know, and you know, I've been dragging here lately, and I admit it. You know, I haven't been testifying hardly and doing anything, and shame on me. I don't know, you get in a funk sometime, you can't hardly get out of it, you know. And yeah. Somebody told me you gotta press over it.
Yeah. Amen.
So that's why I'm up here trying to, because the holidays, you know, as I know it sounds negative, but it's hard for me anyway. And, you know, but God's been so good to me. I'm thankful for everything he does for me. Everything he gives me, every bit of health he gives me, everything he does, I praise him. You know, and the greatest thing he gave me is this message.
Amen.
You know, when I first came here, the first time I seen the truth, I couldn't believe it. I seen God.
Yeah.
When you see the truth, you see God.
Amen.
And that, it does something to you. You can't walk away from it. You can try, but it don't work.
That's right.
And but now I'm at the point where I don't want to walk away from it. Because I need it. I need it more and more and more and more. And, you know, I don't know what I would do if I couldn't come here and and have God take care of my problems. But, you know, I'm just grateful for him. I'm grateful for this message. You know, I'm grateful that he saved me. I'm grateful he saw me in his mind before the foundation of the world. He seen me sitting in this congregation this day.
Amen.
This day to Son of Man ministry. And,
amen.
You know, thank God for the prophet.
Yeah.
The prophet brought the truth. And there's no way, you know, there's so many bad things about him on the internet. But you know what? A ninth grade educated man could not put a message together this perfect. It has to be God.
Look at those facts.
Has to be.
Look at the truth.
But I just want to thank everybody. Have everybody have a happy Thanksgiving tomorrow, and that's it.
Amen. Let's sing "Born to Fly," Key of A. What's it like to be an eagle? Well, hear this word, and you'll find out. Amen. What's it like to be an eagle and to fly? What's it like to leave the nest and soar the sky? Well, I don't know just how it feels, but someday I know I will. For there's something telling me I was born to fly. And I can feel my spirit getting ready to spread its wings. I'm gonna leave this world behind for better things. Very soon I'll say goodbye. I'm gonna wing my way to the eastern sky. My soul is ready to leave. I was born to fly. For so long, this nest of life has fettered me. And my soul has longed so much to be set free. But no house of clay could hold me when he comes in a cloud of glory. When I hear him call my name, I'm gonna fly away. And I can spirit, getting ready to spread its wings. I'm gonna leave this world behind for better things. Very soon I'll say goodbye. I'm gonna wing my way to the eastern sky. My soul's getting ready to leave. I was born to fly, and I can feel my spirit getting ready to spread its wings. I'm gonna leave this world behind for better things. Very soon I'll say goodbye. I'm gonna wing my way to the eastern sky. My soul getting ready to leave. My soul's getting ready to leave. My soul's getting ready to leave. I was born to fly. It is really good to be in the house tonight. You may be seated. And, you know, just when we were back there, we were playing a song, and it was, for me, it was a new song. So I was like, oh, Lord, let me go out there and do my job. And, you know, sometimes you can just think, you know, you don't know something. But even if you don't know, God will give it to you right there on the spot. And I got through it, you know, and it's not a hard song, but you can make it hard when you're trying to do something yourself. And the gift is to get out of the way. And you know, I know that, but sometimes, you know, you just use your own thinking, and then you go on that audible, and then, you know, you get analogged down with it, bogged down, and all of that. Just let them have it, you know. And you know, everybody's getting ready to have that turkey, but, you know, this is my turkey. You know, I got to have this. You know, I am so happy that we're having service, because at first we weren't going to have it. And now it's like, yes, you know, when he announced that, I was so filled with joy. So I'm just so happy to be here. Let's go ahead and sing He Abides. Oh, go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
It's good to be here. Brother Mike, I was listening to your testimony, and I was looking at some of my notes from Sunday, and something Brother Moore said. He said, shake yourself. Uh-huh. We're going to do this.
Yeah,
we made it to December. Give yourself some credit. We are still on the wagon.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm proud of that, because
that's right.
We're here. We stayed in this, and I'm proud of that.
Yeah.
Amen. You know, I was talking to Johanna, and I was, last Sunday, I said, do you think I've made this year more of a dedication? That's what Brother Moore asked for.
Yeah.
I want to know. She knows me better than anybody in here. And she goes, you have.
Yeah.
And I know the answer, but that made me feel good. She goes, you're still going.
Yeah.
And that's half of it. I was like, yes, I'm still here, but there's still work to do while you're still here.
Yeah.
That's why I'm up tonight. I want to push this thing a little bit farther.
Yeah.
You know, and then I was just thinking, Brother Moore, you preached on God's eternal purpose, and that's helped level everything in my life.
Yeah.
Because, you know, as a human, you have ups and you have downs, but, you know, I think about my job, because everybody, I worked at a place before where I work now a long time, and everybody asks, which one do you like better? My answer is, like, God has me where I'm supposed to be right now.
Yeah.
Because there's people I have to meet. They've got to cross God's path, and I've got to be there. So it's not about your lows in this life. God's got an eternal purpose, and that levels things down. I'm so thankful for that.
Amen.
And just real quick, I love what Brother Moore said, and I'm still trying to process it. He said, maybe God is waiting on me to change the circumstances by praying and seeking. And I love that, because I want to go to God and ask for what I believe and have faith for that. And I'm seeing that I'm sincere about moving, and I'm just thankful to be here.
Amen, amen. He Abides, Kia G. I'm rejoicing night and day.
I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk this narrow way. For the hand of God in all my life I see. And the reason for my bliss, yes, the secret all is this, that the Comforter abides in me. He abides.
He abides. Hallelujah, He abides in me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk this narrow way, for the Comforter abides in me. Once my heart was full of sin. Once I had no peace within, till I heard how Jesus died upon that tree. Then I fell down at His feet, and there came a peace so sweet. Now the Comforter abides in me. He abides, He abides, hallelujah, He abides in me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk this narrow way, for the Comforter abides in me. He is with me everywhere. He is with me everywhere, and He knows my every care. I'm as happy as a bird and just as free, for the Spirit has control. Jesus satisfies my soul. Since the Comforter abides in me. Oh, He abides. He abides. Hallelujah, He abides in me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk this narrow way, for the Comforter abides in me. There's no thirsting for the things of the world. They've taken wings. Long ago I gave them up, and instantly all my night was turned to day. All my burdens rolled away. Now the Comforter abides in me. Oh, He abides. He abides. Hallelujah, He abides. Comforter abides in me. Oh, does He abide?
Yes, He abides.
Does He abide?
Yes, He abides.
Oh, hallelujah, He abides in me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk this narrow way, for the Comforter abides in me. Amen. Sister Johanna, go ahead.
I just wanted to say I'm so thankful to be here today. Yeah. I don't want to sit there and sing that song that He's rolled away all my burdens and care, and then sit there and hold on to Him. Because there's nothing in this life to hold me down. I'm happy as a bird and just as free. I'm thankful to be here. Yeah. I'm thankful for this revelation.
Yes,
I'm thankful for this body. I just come in here with just a thankful heart, and I don't ever want to not give God praise. And
Lord,
I know that I've been Trevor today. Tina called us, and he was not feeling well. She asked us to pray, and 10 minutes later, she called us back. She's like, "He's doing so much better." And I'm like, God answers our prayers so much, and we don't always even give Him credit, because we're like, just move Amen. Past it so fast. But I don't ever want to fail to give God credit. And he's been so good. And like Dwayne said, the world has grown strangely dim. And it doesn't even make sense how much I'm ready to be out of here yet, how much I'm enjoying this life.
Yes.
It's so weird. There's such a balance on it. And I'm
Amen.
Just, this revelation's getting stronger and stronger. And yes. he talks about the year of dedication. I just want that to be every service. I want to be more
every
and more
service,
dedicated.
Yes.
I don't want to only talk on Sunday nights because it's easy in the comfort of not knowing it's recorded. I want the world to know that I believe this thing. I want to stake my claim. I want to just be strong for this thing. I want to push it. I want to do anything I can to make it that much more. And I'm just so thankful. And I just don't ever want to not give God praise. I was sitting there, you were playing the song, and I wanted to raise my hands. I wanted to praise the Lord, and I felt silly. I was like, I don't want to sit here, and the service hasn't started, but I want to just raise my hands and praise the Lord.
Yes.
And he's just been so good, and I just have such a full heart today and just thankful.
Amen. Brother Vegas.
Can you help me?
I am so happy to be here because when I was at home getting ready for church, when I got dressed in different clothes when my brother asked me to, and he was like, and then like, I'm over here like, dude, I tried my best, and like, and I remember that Jay said, if you want to wear a tank top and you want to wear shorts and running shoes, that's the best you have, and I told him that, and I just wanted to come to the house of the Lord because of that.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Give God your all.
Amen.
That's right. Go ahead, sis.
Waiting for the green light, huh?
Patiently waiting. I want to give God thanks. We have this Thanksgiving season, but it's not just this. Tomorrow, it's every day. I want to thank him that I know that every time I bow my head, he hears every
Amen.
Prayer, he hears every thought, he hears
Amen.
Every desire. Like that song he said, I am thankful that he abides. He doesn't leave. He doesn't start stuff. He doesn't finish. And he has been faithful to me, saints, all my life. He has guided me all my life. I laid on the couch this morning thinking about goodness of God. All my life, I would never have gotten here without him doing it. I look back, he led me when I didn't even know where I was going. But when I stumbled and fell, he made sure my feet landed in the right place.
Amen.
He's doing this, and he's worthy of everything I can give him. I thank him for my husband.
Amen.
That man, if I would have, what he's done in my life is amazing.
Amen.
God
yes.
has used him to bless me and to make me who I am. I would have never
Amen.
Made it without him. Thank you, baby. I love you from the floor
Amen.
All the way up. I do love you. And I seek every day. I was laying on the couch. I think a lot. I'm laying there thinking about that. And I was thinking about the book of Genesis. And then God told her after they fell, he said, your desire shall be to your husband, and said, he shall rule over you. People don't like that nowadays, but I'm going to go ahead and say amen.
Amen.
And
amen.
This year, saints, I've seen God move. I've seen him move in my life.
Yeah.
I've seen him answer my prayers. The things that I speak, I've seen it come to pass.
Amen.
So I'm just going to go ahead and double down on my testimony.
Amen.
All y'all, I'm more dedicated now than ever. I'm not going back. In fact, whenever people turn around, I'm leaning in.
Amen.
I'm going all the way. Thanks. Thanks. I give you thanks. Oh, wait. I'll never make it in that key. Put it down somewhere. Put it down where I can. You know the thing about it. I come in the house of God. I'm so excited. I give God praise. Before I get up here, I'm already sung out. My voice is already gone.
Amen.
But give it all for him. Melody, come on up here and help me sing this song. If you can't get it, that's with the body ministry. Get
Amen.
Some. Come on, Seth. Seth, come on. Get up here. Come on. I don't care if you can
Amen.
Sing or not. Get in here. Okay, let's work it. Thanks.
again. That's my testimony. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. I was going to try to sneak in anyway. God bless you, saints.
Yes. Amen.
I'm just thankful as well, Pastor, that eternal message has had me thinking, because this world seems so small after you preach that.
Yes, and it
is so temporal. Oh, my gosh. It's like... I can't explain it to anybody else, but it just makes so much sense to me, and I'm glad I get it. I'm glad I'm a part of this message. And back to Brother Jeremiah's message when he said, before the foundation of the world, God put that seed in there because he went down to see what we were going to do. That was so clear.
So beautiful.
It was so clear and beautiful. And I want him to say that, you know, he knows what I'm going to do.
Amen.
And he knows, and I feel good about it. Yeah. I have a rest.
Amen.
I thought I had a rest before.
Okay,
but, you know, I wake up with this silly smile on my face.
Amen.
And just like when you're dating somebody,
okay,
you know, you think about them all
Amen.
The time. And I wake up like, okay, what are we going to do today, Lord?
Yes.
What do you want to do? Who are we going to see?
I
go to bed at night like, okay, good night, Lord. I mean, it sounds silly, but seriously, it is the first thing. He's the first thing I think about in the morning. The last thing I think about at night, and you're right, it's a relationship.
Yes, ma'am.
And I would hear you all say that, and now I have a relationship.
Amen.
I got it.
Amen.
I'm going to jump in here before Isaiah cuts it off. I just feel it. I see him. We got to get the preacher up. But I just want to thank God. You know, we sang that song, and, you know, they talked about sin. And I thank God for the revelation to know what sin is. But you know what I was thinking about? Really what I was thinking about is all of the truths that God has shown us this
year.
Oh,
my goodness.
You know, we talk about this being the year of dedication. And it has been a year of dedication.
Yeah, right.
And I think the whole church is more dedicated.
Yeah.
But look how God did it. He brought more truth.
Yeah.
And
yes.
And those truths, they have cleared up so much for us.
Yeah.
And they've helped us to see so much.
Yeah.
And they've helped us to understand the Bible. It's not just knowledge.
No,
I can't explain it.
Yeah.
But those truths, those revelations, just seeing, you know, just starting back to the church ages.
Yeah.
And for so long thinking that they turned something down.
Right.
And just to see that they didn't turn anything down. And then from there to there to there to there.
Yeah.
He's just shown us so much.
Back
and, you know, I know God doesn't care about all these little things. But he does care about these
Amen.
Little things.
He does.
You know, and I just thank God because he just does little things for me. I got a puppy for my birthday. You know, it's one thing I love. And I've had 26 dogs over my lifetime. And I have never had so much trouble house training a dog as this one. And you know what I would do? I would go out and I would pray. I would pray. Every time I would pray. And when I talked to someone, I said, pray. And you know what? I think that dog's got it now. And, you know, that's how God works. It's little things. It's what's important to you. You know, and he blesses. But that's nothing compared to this truth, this revelation. You know, without this, a man is most miserable. Without this, holidays, everything, nothing matters. You know, without this, I don't know what I would do. I don't know, because I would have no hope. I have enough to know that I have no hope.
Yes.
And I thank God for knowing that.
Amen. Yeah.
Because he's real, and I just thank him.
Amen.
I wanted to keep it short, and I did too long. Sorry.
We got go ahead, sis, and then we've got you, Brother Bond, and you'll be the last one.
I'll make it quick. I'm very grateful. My heart's full.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for that man.
To have a man that can speak like that and speak the word, I'm grateful. And, you know, I wanted to come back because just Sunday night we prayed for Greg. And so Tuesday, what is it, honey, we called? We called, and they took $1,500 off of that bill. And then the Lord made a way, and John paid the rest. And I just thank God because that was something that was really on my heart. And, you know, to have a husband that cares about what's on our heart. And just that's just, like Brother Duskin said, that's just a natural type of what God does for us.
Yes.
You know, that's just a natural shadow of what he does. And I just am thankful for this word. I just can't say enough about it.
Amen.
My heart's full, and I just want to be grateful for everything he's done. And, you know, I just love him. I love everybody here. I'm thankful for all of you.
Amen. Brother Bond.
I was sitting back there, and I realized that I had a blessing that I didn't even recognize, and I wanted to go ahead and give God praise for it. A while back, we were preaching for a while heavily on it, what happens with the full wagon.
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't, the bumps don't bother you. And it occurred to me this year, stuff that would have derailed me.
Oh, my.
Invitations to get in arguments and all kinds of stuff. I just a little bump.
Amen.
And by nature, if you give me an invitation to an argument, I'll jump in. But this year, I've bypassed them over and over again. It's like I'm a different person.
Yeah.
And I wanted to give God praise for changing me because I wasn't going to change myself.
Amen. What a testimony. Amen. Thank God for the testimonies. By way of announcement, we've got Brother Rosaldo coming on the 29th. And we'll look forward to the Christmas songs and Christmas song service. So this Sunday is the last day that you can get your song in, so please do so. We still got plenty of songs left. So, God of my present, key of E, and then we'll get them up. God bless this body. God of my present, God of my future, you write my story, you hold it all together. God of my present, God of my future, you write my story. Hold it all. Sing that again. God of my present, God of my future, you write my story. You hold it all. You hold it all together. So I believe that I will see the goodness of the Lord, and I'm confident that as seasons change, your faithfulness remains. So I believe, so I believe that I will see the glory of the Lord. And I'm confident that as seasons change, His faithfulness remains. You're the Alpha. You are the Alpha and you're Omega. You're in the middle. You hold it all together. You are the Alpha and you're Omega.
together. So I believe that I will see the goodness of the Lord, and I'm confident as seasons change, your faithfulness remains. Verse 1. Yes. God of my present, God of my future, you write my story, you hold it all together. God of my present, God of my future, you write my story, you hold it all together. So I believe that I will see the goodness of the Lord, and I'm confident as seasons change, your faithfulness remains. Dear God, thank you for your many blessings. Lord, you are so faithful to us. You do watch over us. Oh, you hold it all together. As the song says, he's got the whole world in his hands. And we appreciate knowing that. That because he lives, I can face tomorrow. You hold the future, Lord, and we appreciate that. Thank you for another opportunity to gather ourselves together. Lord, we see the day approaching. We know it could be any time now. As the prophet said, he didn't see anything left but the going away, the rapture of the saints, Lord. And we know we're at that hour. But as we're here, Lord, we'll keep pressing on. We'll keep fighting the fight. We got more than what we need. We got everything we need to get the job done, and we thank you for it. Bless the rest of the service, Lord. Bless the preaching part of the service. Have your way. Be with those in the body that's traveling, Lord. Give them a safe journey and wonderful time with their family. Be with us here, Lord, too. Thank you for everything you've done for us. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and ask. Amen. You may be seated. It's good to be back here with you this evening. See you all. And we thank God for his many blessings. He's good to us. And we're thankful for everything that he has done for us. And the scripture I wrote down, and the one I know I want to sing, I wrote down the wrong verse here, so I'm going to have to look it up because I don't remember it. But that's okay. God's got it in his hands. There we go. Got it. All right. But it's good to be back, and thank God for another opportunity. Sorry, James left town, so you're dealing with me again. But we thank God for the opportunity. You know, we don't shirk or run away from our responsibilities. It's a privilege to gather ourselves together and assemble and praise God, worship God, hear him talk to us one more time. This is what we're here for. And I was teasing Elise. I said, I'm glad that we were having church until I learned I had to preach, you know. But I'm glad to be here this evening. I really am. And, you know, got a little thought here tonight, and Lord will take care of it. Amen. So if you have your Bible with you, turn to St. Luke, the 10th chapter. And we've read this before, but it's a nice little reading. And we're going to start at verse 19. So Luke 10, verse 19. Behold,
I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now that's a nice promise. You know, that's spiritually, naturally, covers it all right there. Demons, principalities. He says over all the power of the enemy. And so it's a good reminder. But listen to the next verse. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit. You know, I kind of liked reading that today. I thought even Jesus got a little excited. That's what that says. He rejoiced in the Spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth. You know he is Lord of heaven and earth. You know, this world chaos is the devil's, but the earth is the Lord's. It belongs to him. That thou hast hid these things from the wise and the prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knoweth who the Son is but the Father, and who the Father is but the Son, and he whom the Son will reveal him. And he turned him unto his disciples and said privately, Blessed are the eyes which see the things that ye see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and hear those things which ye hear, and have not heard them.
Wow.
May God add the blessing to the reading of his word. My title tonight is Things to Be Thankful For. God's been good to us. And, you know, yes, it's Thanksgiving, and of course we're thankful every day. But I was thinking a little bit about what we've been preaching and reading some scripture today, and I thought, I'm thankful for these things. I'm thankful for the breath of life. You know, God is good to us, even when we don't even know what he's watching over us, taking care of us. You know, I think it was Things That Are To Be. Brother Branham was talking about how God's got everything prepared for you. He's watching over you. And we don't even know sometimes the things that he's doing for us. And having charge, and he said, I'll send my angels to have charge over thee. You know, that the accident that was before you. And God takes care of us when we don't even know he's taking care of us. And there's not a person or a devil or an enemy, as I just read, that could hurt you, destroy you, do something to you, if God didn't give them permission. We really don't have anything to have our heads hung down about. Matter of fact, we have everything to have our heads up for. And you know, we have so many things to worship God for and to be thankful for, just to even have the right mind to walk in here tonight. And I'm going to get into some of the deeper things, but I don't want to rush this tonight. I want to take my time a little bit. So just bear with me a little bit. But the ability to even have found this place, that God sat you here, of all the places, of all the teaching you could have sat under. Think about it. Not, you know, I always like to say it carefully because people are listening on the internet, but not that we're better than anybody. We're not. Everybody has the revelation that God gives them, and everybody should be thankful for that revelation. But my, oh my, we've been sitting in a place where God's revealed things to us.
Amen.
Blessed are your eyes. And blessed are your ears. To see the things that you see and to hear the things that you hear. To be grown up under Earl Childers and how God used that man. We know he used that man. And taught us the deep things of God. And you know, I laugh sometimes. I not only the deep things of God, but just even how to lead at work. People don't even know how to do it. I mean, just a natural thing, what it means to lead from the front. The stuff we take for granted. And that's like children's bread around here to us. We've eaten on that for so long. What do you mean you don't know how to lead? You know, that's kind of how it is around here. But we've been so blessed to sit here and hear God talk to us face to face. We really have been. To understand things that people don't understand. The three rims. You know, people don't love that teaching too much because when we teach the three rims, this thing we're giving people a right to sin. But that ain't what it's about. It's to take condemnation off you. Help you understand yourself. Thank God somebody went into Romans 7. You know, I think about Romans 7 sometime, and I've been to a few message churches. You don't hear them preach Romans 7 too much. The things that I would do, I don't do. And the things I don't want to do, I do. People are afraid to touch that, but not me. Not us in here. I love God. I ain't trying to do what I want to do. I'm trying to do what God wants me to do. That's the problem I got. I got a part of me that's still lust and everything, but we're a blessed group of people. You get my point?
Amen.
To understand the changing of the soul and the one coming of the Spirit, to not be trying to climb up some ladder, trying to make ourselves worthy, to actually understand He made us worthy.
Amen.
And to get rebuked, it's grievous at first. It ain't always felt good, but it's made us who we are.
Amen.
Made us stronger. It's made us be able to show that we're really children of God. Because who God loves, He chastens and He rebukes, Brother Moore. And every son has to be able to take that. But if you can't take rebuke, and I'm a little leery of you. You're not a son. I wrote somebody today and I thought, we'll see how he reacts. If he reacts the right way, then he'll show me he's a son. If he reacts the wrong way, I got a reason to doubt him. I got a reason to doubt his motive, but we've been taught those things in here. And we're a blessed group of people. Now, Jesus started here, said, and before Jesus even said that, he got excited. He rejoiced in the Spirit. He said, I thank thee, O Heavenly Father. Jesus was even thankful himself. You've hid these things from the wise and the prudent, not the educated. Not because somebody studied this to death. Because, you know, Jesus had lived long enough and dealt with enough Sadducees and enough Pharisees and saw how much trouble they gave him and how much knowledge they had, and they didn't even know how to deal with people. Didn't know even how to help anybody. They didn't help anybody. All they did was condemn everybody they came across. Thought they were better than somebody because all they knew and the bloodline they came from. And Jesus looked at them and said, I thank the Heavenly Father that it ain't these educated fools that I'm dealing with, that you revealed it to these common people, people, babes that can understand common speech and be common folk and just thank you for revealing to them. And I'm glad I'm one of them, Brother Moore. I'm glad I'm one of those people, Sister Moore, that's not so wise, not so prudent, not so smart, not so educated, not so worthy, not so good, not so starchy. I'm glad I'm one of those that you can spit and snot and snort in front of me, and I'll get up and dance with you. That's what this thing means to me.
Amen.
We have something to be thankful for tonight. We really do. Not everybody gets to see these things. Not everybody gets to hear these things. Not everybody even knows how to break down foreknowledge and predestination. Nobody knows how to even talk about free moral agency. We didn't 5 years ago. But tonight you do. Tonight you understand what being a free moral agent means. Tonight you understand foreknowledge better tonight than you ever have. And how this thing works. He's given us so much is exactly right. And Jesus said, I thank thee, Father. I'm glad I could hear this thing. I'm glad I didn't miss God.
Amen.
I'm glad I could see Him in human flesh. I'm glad I didn't have my own creeds and my own dogmas in that sense. Well, I did on one side of the coin, but I'm glad I could drop them. I'm glad I could recognize that voice. I heard the voice of God and I said, that's something that connects to me. That's something I like. That's something I'm drawn to. This ain't like anything else I've ever heard.
Amen.
You know, people go to church just as much as you do. And more. Read their Bibles just as much as you do. And more. Pray. And more. Fast. Do certain things that Sometimes you say, man, I wish I was as good as them. Yet they don't hear the things you hear. They don't see the things you see. Matter of fact, some of them, when God walks right in front of them and starts talking to them, they don't even recognize it's God standing right in front of them. I mean, it's so simple to you and me. We sit in here and we testify about it sometimes. I don't understand why somebody else can't see this. This is so clear. But not everybody really can, people. Got to walk right up to them, treat them good, talk to them, give them the truth, and they'll turn away and walk away. You ought to be thankful you're here tonight. And it was your choice, but be glad that you can see God. Be glad you can recognize God. Be glad you're one of the ones he reveals himself to. And I didn't do it either. And I told you I was taking my time because I got more to get out of this. But this thing right here, Jesus was trying to say, one, nothing's going to hurt you. You know, that's still true today. That's not only true for those disciples back there. That's true for you and I tonight. That's why, you know, not with human power, not with my human ability, but by the faith in God's word, Brother Deskins, there is no devil that's stronger to defeat us. It's why we should be able to be strong and courageous. We should be a Joshua generation of people. We have too much understanding, too much revelation. We actually see the devil for who he is. We have recognized all of his tricks. He don't trick us. We've overcome him. We know his ways. We know how he even attacks. We know what he attacks. He's just the devil. And you know he's got an incoming? Let's be thankful for that for a minute. The devil actually has an incoming. He's not eternal. He's not going to live forever. He won't be a pest forever. He won't bother you forever. He's going away. And we get to actually treat him like that right now. We minimize him so much right now. Oh, he's real. And he tries to be a pest. But you realize, when you realize all things work together for your good, that everything's in God's hand, and everything's on right on time. And Brother Ben says, everything's right on time. God's big time clock. Nothing too early, nothing too late. When you realize that, it helps you be able to rest. Yes, your flesh will sometimes get impatient. Your flesh will sometimes worry. We're all human. But you know, we got something real quick to put that in its place. Send it back on its way. That's what we got in our hands. So it is still true today. Send the devil on his way. You can't even touch me unless God gives you permission. The power of the enemy won't stand before me is what my Bible teaches me. That's why we should be able to pray. We should be able to believe. We should stand for our healing. We should believe that all these things God promised us belongs to us. Amen. Things to be thankful for. But Jesus said, but don't just rejoice over that. Be more thankful that your name is written in heaven. Now I'm getting to where I really want to get to, Brother Deska. Be thankful that you were part of God. Always a part of God. Always in his thinking. You are part of his eternal purpose. Oh, that's what you should be rejoicing over. Oh, we thank God he gives us the things he gives us. We thank God we enjoy this way of life that we walk. We thank God for the many blessings every day. And he gives us so many. But my oh my, to see yourself in the book, to see your name in the book, to know you're coming from God and going back to God. That's the greatest thing as an individual you can see for yourself. To know who you are, to know that he saw you before the foundation of the world. And I ain't going to spend much time here. We've talked this so much. But he saw you, what you would do, saw the fall, and already had a lamb slain in his mind and had transferred your name to the Lamb's Book of Life. Oh, that's a good place to be. Oh, St. John, the 10th chapter. I want to throw this in here because we reference so much, but I want to read it to you. Because the words are better reading it to you than when I paraphrase it sometimes. St. John, the 10th chapter, verse 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Now listen to this. And I give unto them eternal life. And they shall never perish. neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Now, you better make sure you're one of his. You better make sure you're the one chosen. But if you're one of his, no man can pluck you out of his hands. Let's just keep reading a little bit. My Father, which gave them me. You know, I'll never read this Bible the same again. I always knew it was one God. Don't get me wrong. But now, even as this here, Jesus separating the Father from himself. He said the Father had a different role. The Father did certain things. I'm down here doing my job. The Father did his job. The Father gave them to me. It's greater than all. In other words, like Brother Moore, you know, every step God just kind of diminished himself down further and further and further. And Jesus said, he's greater than all. Because he was a higher step in that condescending, that sense. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hands. I and my Father are one. Now you say, why is the scripture, why are you pulling this out? Because I want to remind you of something God told us Sunday. You are not going to stop the eternal purpose of God. Amen. Oh, I like being able to say that. Yes. That stuck out to me Sunday. You can't stop it. You can't mess it up. You can't. If God had to raise a rock to make this thing happen, his eternal purpose is going to happen. Amen. He don't make you do anything, but he'll help you out quite a bit. We know that. We talked about that, but the point I want to drive home, despite yourself.
Amen. Yeah, that's right.
Now, I'm not going to spend much time on what we've been going through. You know you've got to choose God for yourself. That all still applies. But despite yourself, despite your issues, despite all the things you go through, despite how tough your day is, you're part of that eternal purpose of God. Yes. You have something to be thankful for. Rejoice knowing your name is written in heaven. Yes. No man, not even yourself, will be able to pluck you out of God's hands.
Amen.
You're here for a purpose. Amen. You're serving God's eternal purpose. That's your real job.
Yes.
All of heaven is behind you.
Amen.
Think about that for a minute. It has to be. Because God said heaven and earth will pass away, but not one word of mine will pass away. Brother Moore described it Sunday about Joshua. And Brother Branham, I always tell you about that quote he described about Moses. He says, those are the people serving my purpose. Oh my, Joshua said, son, stand still. You know, we show it like God was surprised, but God knew that was coming. But God's like, I got to make this happen. My servant said this. And I told him to be courageous. I commissioned him. I told him what to do. It's going to be my fault now if I don't back him up. I got to back him up. I got to back up what they say. I got to back up what he speaks. I told Moses, my words will be in your mouth. I'll put my own words in your mouth. I'll tell you what to say. Well, he called for some flies. He said, I got to go get him some flies. Now, Joshua didn't do something by carnal impersonation or carnal want. Joshua spoke by revelation. He spoke according to the purpose of God. Moses spoke according to the purpose of God. But what I want to let you know is if you're in the purpose of God, God will back you up.
Amen.
No man can pluck you out of his hand. Now, I'm going to tell you, I can't keep that. You're going to get my point here in a minute. I don't have the power to keep that. As a man, I'm not smart enough to walk the right way. As a man, I'm not smart enough to know what's coming tomorrow. As a man, I don't know these things. I can't keep it. But God has to keep that. And he does keep it. That's his job. He's got to help me. He's got to preach to me. He's got to keep me in that sense. And he does. He hasn't lost one of his. God never will lose one of his. You can't stop that eternal purpose. You can't stop that eternal life. You can't stop those names that were already transferred. If your name was transferred before the foundation of the world, I guarantee you, you'll be there.
Amen.
He won't lose a one. That is a guarantee. If your name was written, it's a guarantee. Because Brother Bram taught, when your name's on that Lamb's Book of Life, it can't be removed.
Right.
Oh, that's something to be thankful for. I'll never forget it. It always sticks with me. That was one of Brother Branham's Thanksgiving messages, was the invisible union of the bride. Right. And I think I said last week, he got to a point, he said, I know you're asking, what's this got to do with Thanksgiving? Right. But he said, I'm more thankful for this than anything I know of. Yeah. To see my name transferred. Yeah. To see I'm eternal. Yeah. To see I'm justified. Yeah. What else could I be more thankful for? Right. You can't stop God's eternal plan. Let me get down to that. I hope it's okay for you tonight. This is invisible union. Brother Branham says you are. See, I brought a few nuggets tonight. Good quotes, just ones that really are like almost like reading Romans 8. You are standing completely justified. As though you never did it at the beginning. This is my message to the church now, as we go off air just in a minute. You are standing. If you're standing on God's word and with God's word, every man, every amen, every tittle, where are you standing? I'm trying to tell you. Pull away from the shucks and get out here in the wheat, where you can write before the sun. I hear the coming of the combine. You're standing complete, justified, like you never did it in the first place. Brother Branham says, hallelujah. Right. Now listen, when he says, talk about a Thanksgiving, I feel real good. Right. I'm more thankful for that than anything I know of. You are the pure, virtuous, sinless bride of the Son of the living God. Wow. Every man and woman that's born of the Spirit of God and washed in the blood of Jesus Christ and believes every word. You know, I know there's people who want to put so many other evidences on it, but he didn't. He didn't put any other evidence on it. He said, you just got to be born again and believe every word. Stands as though you never sinned at the first place. You are perfect. The blood of Jesus. If I was supposed to die in the morning, a man took my place. I cannot die for that sin. Somebody took my place. And Jesus, the Word, took my place. He became me, that a sinner, that I might become him. Amen. Amen, Brother Branham. I'm thankful for that too, Brother Moore. That Jesus came and paid a price. That Jesus came and took my place. So that I could be born again. And if you're born again, you're justified tonight. You're perfect. You never did it in the first place. No man can pluck you out of his hand. You're who he wanted. You're who he saw. You're who he part of that threefold purpose of God. And nothing was going to stand in his way from having you. Even if the fall didn't happen, you were coming. That's what I wanted to repeat to you. You were coming because you were part of him. You're who he wanted. And nothing's going to stand in the way of you getting back to there. That'll make you walk a little different. That'll make you talk a little different. Now, if you leave and say you don't believe this thing tomorrow, then this doesn't apply to you. That's still true. But if you're a believer that can punctuate every word with an amen, then what I'm talking to you, saying tonight, applies to you. The promises apply to you. Justification applies to you. No man can pluck you out of God's hands. That's just another way of saying you can't change God's eternal purpose. Oh, it's nice to be able to separate the temporal from the eternal. Temporal things can change. Eternal things will be forever. They will stand. That's who you and I are tonight. We're part of God's eternal purpose. We came from him, and we will go back to him. It has to be that way. That's what the promise is. This is Brother Branham. Told you I was going to bring some nuggets. These who are the royal seed are the elect of God, are the predestinated, foreknown of God. and were in the mind of God and his thoughts. In very plain language, the true bride of Christ was in the mind of God eternally. Though not expressed until each came forth in the designated decreed season. You know, I like how you worded this. We're meant for this age. We're meant for this season. We're serving a purpose. As each member came forth, it became expressed and took its place in the body.
Amen.
And we know 1 Corinthians 12 says we're every member in particular. Thus, this bride is the literal spoken word seed bride. And though she is feminine in designation, she is also called the body of Christ. It is very apparent that she ought to be called that, for she was predestinated in him. Now listen to some of these things. Came from the same source. Predestinated and came from the same source. He was just the firstborn of many brethren. Was eternal with him. Life was in him. Eternal life was in him is what the Bible said. And we came out of him. And is now manifesting God in a many-membered body, whereas once God was manifested in one member, even our Lord Jesus Christ. Now then, we're coming to a conclusion, Brother Branham says. The eternal Logos God was manifest in the Son, and Jesus dwelt all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And that eternal one was the Father manifest in the flesh, thereby gaining the title Son. Even so we, eternal in his thoughts in our turn, become the many-membered spoken word seed, man of flesh in the flesh. And those eternal thoughts now manifested in the flesh are the sons of God, even as we are called. We did not become seed by rebirth. We were seed, and therefore were reborn, for only the elect can be reborn. Because we were seed is the reason we could be quickened. And non-seed, there is nothing to quicken. Oh, that ought to tie real good with you what we've been talking about. Oh, God saw all this. He saw who would choose him, who wouldn't. Do you realize those who wouldn't, there's no predestinated seed in them. There's nothing to be quickened. They weren't in the eternal thoughts of God. They're temporal thoughts. God wasn't willing any man should perish. But they did not choose God. They don't have eternal life. But here you and I are, predestinated, foreknown of him, was in him. We were in the eternal thoughts of God. Now we are just manifesting those eternal thoughts. Fulfilling the eternal purpose. And what can stand in our way? I'm not saying as a man that I'm power. I'm talking about the word of God behind us. God's purpose behind us. We're fulfilling that very purpose. Amen. Nothing can stop it. Nothing can change it. Amen. We're going to get the job done.
Amen.
I need to rename restate my title. I'm thankful for these things. Because it's good to understand these things, Brother Deskin. You understand these things, you can look the devil in the face and say, get behind me. I know who I am. I know where I'm going. I was in the thoughts of God eternally. You know, when you read that quote, and we know Jesus came a different way than us, and we know Jesus was the fullness of Godhead bodily in one man, whereas we are many members of our body. But Brother Branham was emphasizing something there. Just like God was in Jesus, God's in you. Just like Jesus came from eternal life, you came from eternal life. Just like it was God walking in Jesus, it's God walking in you. Just like Jesus was fulfilling a purpose, you're fulfilling a purpose. And all of these things are what God wanted. It was his threefold purpose. We know that threefold purpose quite well. God wanted to be in Christ. To reconcile the world to himself. But I love how Brother Branham said it. He said, God's so great, he had to get down in flesh. He wanted to be in flesh. Because he wanted to become one with man so man could understand him. And if he didn't come down and condescend, man wouldn't be able to understand him properly. So he had to condescend, so God got in Jesus. That wasn't a stopping point. We've been over this quite a bit. He wanted a many-membered bride body. He didn't want to dwell alone. He wanted that fellowship, that perfect fellowship around the Word of God, and he's got that now. But here's the third phase, and this is something we should be thankful for. He's going to take us back to the Garden of Eden condition. Now, we've already said many times we're there in every way but one. We just got a curse still. We got a body that still grows old. We got a body that still aches and pains. But you realize that's going to change one day. But in that Garden of Eden condition, they fellowshiped with God. They walked with God. What are we doing today? We're fellowshipping with God. We walk with God. You know, we get carnal. We use types of husband and wife, but God's fellowship is around His Word. That's what we're doing. That's who He is. We're going to enjoy these things. And we've been doing that for quite a while. But here's what I want to remind you, because this is what stuck out to me. Remember, the eternal purpose of God cannot be stopped. If He's kept everything else, He'll keep everything He's ever said. Heaven and earth will pass away, but not one word of mine will ever pass away. God ain't fully satisfied yet. And I won't be satisfied until I wake in His likeness. We got to do a few more things, Brother Moore. And when I say that, I'm not talking about building the body. I ain't talking about the bride standing on her feet. I'm not talking about we got unified. We understand those things. Thank God we even understand that. But we know there's something left to happen. We know our body's got to change. We know we're going to meet Him in the air. And we're going home to a wedding supper. And then one day there's coming, it'll be a millennium, and then it'll be a new heaven, a new earth. There will be no devil, no sickness, no sin, no problems. If nothing can stop that eternal purpose, we're on our way to that. That's where we're headed. Oh, we enjoy God right now. What we've been feasting on, what we've been eating on, we get so many blessings around here. I'm enjoying this walk in Christ. I ain't trying to rush you to the next step in that sense. But let's be honest, we also know any day, Lord.
Amen.
This world is not my home. Oh, that was another point you were making Sunday, Brother Moore, is don't worry, we worry too much about these temporal things. We get so focused on that, when we get caught up in that, and what we need to focus on is the eternal purpose of God.
Yeah.
Even Jesus Himself said, if this world was my home,
right.
I'd fight for it. Angels would come and fight for it. But this world is not my home. And we just got to be able to say the same thing tonight. Oh, I enjoy this walk. I survive this. I do my part here. I get the blessings out of it.
Right.
Never forget, Brother Church always said, you're going to only come this way one time.
Right.
Enjoy this walk. And I do. But this world ain't my home. The best of it is not my home. The best of it is not. Gold we're going to be walking on.
Amen.
Think about it. Gold that we hold so much prestige over, we're going to be walking on it. We kill for it here. And done so many wrong things for it here. But over there, we're going to be walking on it. Oh, what a day that'll be. Oh, what a day that'll be. Jesus said, and you can see I'm caught up in this message. I'm jumping all around. But Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. That's something to be thankful for. You realize no matter what you're going through, this too shall pass? I like to arm you with that. That's a good statement for you to carry around with you.
Yeah.
It's a good statement I've carried around with me my whole walk with the Lord.
Amen.
This too will pass. I'll outlast everything this world has to offer. I'll outlast everything the devil throws at me. I don't care how low the trial takes me. I don't care how down the trial gets me. This too will pass.
Amen.
I don't care how difficult the situation is. I don't care if cancer takes me out of here. This too will pass. I don't care if I have this problem or this problem. This too will pass.
Amen.
You got to be able to talk like that. That's the first scripture I got to. Don't rejoice. Devils obey you. You can be healed and you're still going to die.
That's right.
But rejoice. Because you'll outlast every one of those devils. You'll outlast every one of those trials. You're going somewhere where the devil ain't going. You're going to live forever and the devil ain't going to live forever.
Amen.
Oh, how many times have I used that statement? This too will pass. And it ain't been in a negative way. It's been a rebuke the devil way. I don't care how bad it gets. How bad he paints it in our mind, Brother Dustin. This too shall pass. You're an eternal being. Your name's written in heaven. This is things to be thankful for. I don't care how low it gets. I don't care how much trouble you think you're in. I don't care if it looks like you say it to yourself, because we've all been here before. How do I get out of this mess? I'm here to promise you tonight, this too will pass.
Amen.
You're going to a place that you'll outlive that.
Amen.
You got a promise. He's went and prepared a place for you. Amen. That where he is, you may be also. And Brother Branham said he prepared this first place for us, and we like it quite well. We've enjoyed it. He said that one's going to be even better, and we're definitely going to enjoy it. And God's so good to us. Just to throw these little nuggets out, Brother Branham said, God's a God of variety. He said we won't be the same over there. He said there ain't two mountains alike, no two snowflakes alike, not two people alike. He said even when we get over there, we'll be a God of variety. He said we're going to live. We're going to enjoy. Yeah, that was about the same paragraph. He said, it's not like what my mother used to teach me, that we're going to be in a cloud floating somewhere. We're actually going to live and enjoy things. That's the promise you and I have. I go and prepare a place just for you. Brother Branham, he used the type of baby. He said, you know when you're going to have a baby? He said, you start preparing for it. You get the crib ready. You get the room dressed up. You buy the clothes you need to buy. You get so many things. You got it all ready before it even gets there. He said, that's just a little type of what Jesus did for us. He's got a place just for you and me. Prepared. And Brother Branham talked about this multiple ways. He said, first of all, he said, if this earthly house be dissolved, I have a house waiting for me. Eternal in the heavens. I don't die. I just go to that house. That's the first type of house God's already got prepared for us. He's got a holding place for us if we die before the rapture. Amen. That if we get there, we won't want to come back here. Right. Not to this world. So he's taking care of us. But oh my, he's got a place. A city. A new heaven. A new earth. And you know Revelation 21. I read that every once in a while. It's a good thing to read because what it says is sickness won't be there. Murders won't be there. Old age won't be there. Sickness won't be there. Eventually, he says, even death and hell be cast into the lake of fire, which is the second death. They won't even be there. You know the only ones going to be there are those who had their names written in heaven, the eternal ones, the ones that came from God, going back to God. And I'm going to repeat to you, you can't challenge that. You can't change that. You can't stop God's eternal purpose. That's why there won't be one of the 144,000 lost. There won't be one foolish virgin lost. There won't be one soul on the altar lost. There wasn't one Old Testament saint lost. No eternal class, no innocent, whatever class, I'm forgetting. Not a one of them will be lost. You know, I skipped over our loved ones. I was thinking, you get born again, then Brother Branham said, apply it to your loved ones. All you love and all that love you will be right there with you. These are things to be thankful for. God's promised these things. These are part of his eternal plan. It's part of his eternal thought. Right. Nothing will stop it. Oh, that gets me excited. Reminds me of what Brother Morse taught us. You ain't holding up the rapture. Now, I'll repeat it again because you know you can preach it so strong this way. People will go back and say, well, if I'm predestined, I'll be there. That ain't my message tonight, by the way. You better be foreknown. You better chose to serve him. I'll repeat that again. These things I'm saying only apply if you're the foreknown, if you're the elect, the ones he saw that wanted him. So you got to want God. But oh my, let's talk on the other side of the coin for a minute. You are the ones that love God. You are the ones that chose him. Well, these things await you. These things are you. These things the devil can't stand in your way. The devil can't stop you. Your name was transferred before the foundation of the world. He's went and prepared a place just for you. That's pretty exciting to me. That's what I'm looking forward to. Thessalonians 4 says, shout, voice, and trump. We shall all be changed. You know, we have to be. It's in God's word. You realize there will be a people that's alive and a people that's asleep. Somebody's going to be alive doing this thing. I don't even worry about it. The word says it. It's God's purpose. It's his plan. There ain't no devil going to stop it. We're going to get our body changed. We are getting out of here. We are going to see our loved ones again. We are going to meet the Lord in the air. That's the eternal plan. You can't stop it. I don't care how many devils in hell put all their arrows against it. We're going. Why are we worried? You know, when you talk like this, and I ain't taking away your human struggles from you, but when you talk and get in this revelation, those things do start fade away. They go strangely dim. Lose their power. The Bible says, set your affections on things above, not on things of the earth. I remember it was a few weeks ago, I had something Thursday coming, and it was going to be a bad day. And that wasn't being negative. It was going to be a rough day. It was going to be tough. And it was on my mind. But oh my, I came to church that night. And just for a couple hours, I slipped into that, as we like to use that phrase, another dimension. I started talking to God. God started talking to me. And those things didn't matter. You know, we don't even know we'll be here to face tomorrow. He can come right now as far as that's concerned. All these things that we're worried about, and all the future and retirement, and all these things, yes, plant your potatoes. But oh my, I ain't trying to build a kingdom here. I'm trying to go there. I don't want a hole in the ground. I want a hole in the sky, as Sister Alice used to say. That's where I'm headed to.
Amen.
Nothing can hurt us. Think about Joshua for a minute. He stopped what would seem impossible. Son, stand still. And you know, little bride, we're going to do that one day. You know, when the hat's in the right place and God gives us that final little tweak in our thinking and revelation, whatever way you want to word it, we're going to forget gravity one day. And you know, I listened to Brother Moore preach so clear on Sunday, you know, talking about changing the temporal things and calling for things and knowing God's going to be behind you and you can't stop that eternal plan. I can't make it happen. I don't know the day. I'm not here to say tonight's the night. Let's just say it together. But here's what I do know. It's going to be coming from us. We're going to be preaching this thing. And just like God's backed every other person that served his eternal purpose, just like he's backed their words and backed what they called for and backed them up, somebody's going to be alive and one day realize they don't have to be here, and they're going to speak that thing. And just like God's backed everything else up that he's ever promised, he'll back it up again, and our bodies will start changing, and our loved ones will appear to us, and we're going to get out of here. I promise you, it's going to happen. I ain't trying to make it happen. I don't know when it's going to happen, but it's going to happen because it's in the Word. And just like I just seen how God's worked it. Moses spoke, Joshua spoke, Jesus spoke, Paul spoke, Brother Brandon spoke. We're going to speak this thing. It's by the spoken Word, and God will back up the spoken Word because nothing's going to stand in the way of his eternal purpose. He's got to get us. He ain't satisfied almost to the Garden of Eden condition. He's going to get us all the way to the Garden of Eden condition because that's part of his threefold purpose. And it just gets me excited because increase my faith a little bit more. I'm like, Lord, just when is it, man? I want to say it right. I ain't up here making it happen, but oh my, I'm a believer that's going to happen. I'm going to be part of this thing. And I know it's just going to take whatever that day is. Oh, what a day that'll be, Brother Destin. Right? You know, it's just another revelation. It's no different than a few weeks ago you're sitting here and you didn't understand foreknowledge and predestination. And God just talking to you.
Yeah.
And just in the next second, before you don't even know how it happened, you see foreknowledge and predestination so clear. And you'll never be the same.
Right.
It's now it's part of you. Now you got it as a part of your armor and your sword and whipping the devil with. And you've grown. You've gotten stronger. Just like that happened. The same way. Just like the service that God told you and revealed to you could take your loved ones. And you accepted it so easily. And you just stepped right into that thing. And you've never turned back. You've never went back on that revelation. He said, that's our real revelation. That's who I am. It's going to be just like that.
Amen.
That's how easy the body change is. And you know what I come to find out? You know how I got the revelation of foreknowledge and predestination? Somebody spoke it first. And you know how I got the revelation? I take my loved one. Somebody preached that thing to me.
You know how I got the revelation about the theophany? Somebody preached that thing to me. You know how I got a revelation about the future home? Somebody preached that thing to me. You know how I got a revelation about who I am and where I came from, being part of God and going back to God? Somebody preached that thing to me. But here's what's so exciting about it. I stepped in and amen to every one of those things. They become part of me because it's who I really am. And I haven't ever stepped back on them. I could step back on them. It's as much as part of me as who I am. I can't even separate from them. They're so much part of me that I'm excited because when that God preaches that time to go home, it's going to be the same way. And just like I accepted the loved ones, and just like I accepted the three rims, and just like I accepted foreknowledge, and just like I accepted any other revelation you gave me, I'll believe it too, and I'm going to get out of here. Because I want to remind the devil again, because you're not going to stop the eternal purpose of God. It's coming one of these days. And it'll be right on time. The hat will be in its right place. It won't be too early. It won't be too late. But one way or the other, I'll be there. If I'm asleep, I'll be there. If I'm alive, I'll be there. It's hard for me to think it's going to be so long I got to go to sleep. But either way, I'll be there. My name's written in heaven. These are things to be thankful for. Blessed are your eyes for the things they see. Bless your ears for the things they hear. People long to see these things and hear these things. We're not just dealing with ABCs here. I believe in ABCs, but that ain't what we're dealing with here. This ain't just milk. This is the meat of the word. This is somebody that can eat and handle it. That's where we are. And just like any other revelation. Oh, that stuck out to me Sunday. It's stronger than it ever has. It's just going to be spoken one day. Because here's what hit me. As Joshua said, I need this. This is my commission. I need that sun to stand still. Because for me to do my job. And just as much as God backed that. One day this little bride's going to say, it's time to go. This is what you promised. Amen. You told me to be strong and courageous. I've been doing that ever since I got the first revelation. I've walked into that water when it was going up to my shoulder. I've picked up the sword. I blew the trumpet. Yeah. I've been believing the whole time. Right. Yeah. And one day this little bride is going to say, it's time. Yeah. Okay. And we're going to get out of here. Amen. Our words have power. And I don't want to lighten that. Because sometimes, you know, the devil will say, well, you're trying to make them think they can do it with their intellect. You ain't doing nothing with your intellect. You ain't doing nothing with your ability. But now let me come back. But you realize God's in you? Yeah. He's doing it. Do you realize the Word made flesh is here? Yeah. Do you realize the eternal purpose of God's here? Yeah. The very thing that he won't let fail? Right. Heaven and earth might pass away. Right. I might let you live longer than I was going to let you live. I might heal a sickness that was going to kill you. I might change a couple circumstances for you. But I'm going to be here. I'll tell you one thing that won't change is my word, my plan, my promise. Yeah. And he, the one that promises, is here to do it. He'll do every bit of it. And so your words have power. Because when you speak, God's speaking. And that's how real it's going to be. Oh, if somebody's going to get God to move, it's going to be the bride. If somebody's going to get the situation to change, it's going to be the bride. If somebody's going to get a change of the body, it's going to be the bride. If somebody's going to be able to forgive sin to somebody and God not even hold it against them, it'll be the bride. Whatever you loose, whatever you bind, that's what the scripture tells me. That's the hour we're in. Oh, this was in my notes. We got there somehow, some way. But this is exciting. This is what I'm thankful for. We're in the eternal purpose of God. We're writing his plan. We're fulfilling the word according to the way he saw it. And every one of those words will be fulfilled. Moses, why cry to me? Speak and go forward. I already told you to take them. I already told you to go to the other side when they were on that boat. I already told you to, you're healed. I already told you, Paul, you're going to see Rome. I don't care if that snake bit you. I already told you that you got this job to do. I already told you. You got this. Little bride, I told you. That's right. You got to get the dead up. There's only one thing on your plate. That's Oh, it's coming. It is coming. Because you can't stop God's plan. It'll be just on time. It won't be any earlier than it's supposed to be. Won't be any later than it's supposed to be. But it's coming. I'm looking for it. When he comes back, he's looking for those ones that love his appearing. We love his appearing. Doesn't that tie now? You got to love him for yourself. Those that love the Lord. Are you one of those ones that love his appearing?
Amen.
That's who he's coming for. That's why he chose me. I love his appearing.
Amen.
And there's this pull. He's pulling on me. I'm pulling on him. I know how to say it that way. Oh, you say, well, I thought he's in you. He is. He's in me. He's out of me. He's around me. He goes before me. He's behind me. All the while, he's in me. He talks through me. Talks through people outside of me. He's pulling on me. I'm pulling on him. And yet, it's the same God the whole time. God pulling on God. But he's so great, he could separate himself that way. Say, you want me, I want you. You want my fellowship, I want your fellowship. That's where we are. I want him, he wants me. He wants me as bad as I want him. He wants to come get me as bad as I want to go meet him. Oh, think about that. He wants to take me home. He's just waiting to let the right things happen. Waiting, you know, Robert says, waiting for the last one to get in. That's one way to say it. But waiting for the world's got to get in this shape too. And all these things happen because when we leave, there's some other things that happen. And that's got to happen because every word is going to be fulfilled. But oh my. I promise you, that day is the time when everything's in this place. We're going. Things to be thankful for. You transferred your name before the foundation of the world. Because he saw you chose him. He had a lamb slain for you. Redeemed you, bought you back. Took your place so you could be justified. And then said, I love you so much, bring some loved ones with you. Bring your friends with you. Bring all the ones you love with you. I got them covered too. I got the bill covered for them too. And there's going to be people help you along the way. We're going to take them too. And I went and prepared a place just for you. Because you're the one I wanted. Because I wanted to be the groom. I was going to have you to be the bride. And I wanted fellowship. And we're going to fellowship together in eternity in a Garden of Eden condition. These are things to be thankful for. And I'm so thankful tonight that we see these things and hear these things. Oh, God has a way. I'm not apologizing. Sometimes a preacher, we jump around up here and say, that wasn't in the order, but he has his order. Like Brother Isaiah says, just get out of the way. That's what he said tonight. Just get on out of the way and let him have it. That's all he wants. But I'm thankful tonight to see his eternal purpose. I promise I'm getting down, but to see the eternal purpose, that eternal purpose won't be stopped. It can't be changed. It's eternal. And you got to put yourself right in that thing. I read you quotes that you are in his mind eternally. So you're right in that thing, man. No man can pluck you out of his hands. Oh, well, what a glorious revelation this is. God bless you and have a happy Thanksgiving.
If anybody should be thankful, it should be us. If anybody should overcome, it should be us. If anybody should be looking up, it should be us. And not worrying about all the things of this world, because, you know, this world will get you down if you let the circumstances get to you. But the thing that gets beyond the circumstances is realizing what the Word is promising you. Because which is eternal, your circumstances or the promise of God? Why are you going to let the circumstances get in your way? You know, I don't care what you're going through. You keep your eyes on the Word. And God's Word will take you through. I don't care. It's just like the GPS. You might take a wrong turn, but it'll recalculate. When you're eternal, it doesn't matter what route you take, God will get you rerouted back to where you need to be. because he's got a destination for you. And so when you go through things in life, don't let it get the best of you. Get the best of it. Use it for God's glory. Say, Lord, I'm going through this for a reason. I've got something going on. But those are just temporary things. You're part of an eternal plan of God that nothing's going to deter you from that. When everything else crumbles away, that eternal plan of God will be marching right on. I don't care what happens with this world, whether it falls. This world could fall completely apart. You know what the bride will do? She'll march right on out of here because God's word said she's going to do it. I'm so glad the book of Revelation moved the final voice to the bride. That it wasn't the groom saying, come, and it wasn't the groom doing a, but he turned it over to her. The spirit and the bride say, come. She's the final voice to the final age. She's on her feet. She's now talking. She's talking now. He's talking through her, but it's just like me telling Clarice to tell Jeremiah something. When she says it to Jeremiah, it might as well be me. It's my word coming through her. And that's the same way it is with us now. Now the bride's on her feet. She's not just out here floating somewhere. She knows who it is. She knows who she is. She knows what to do with the word. And when you get a group of people like that, it's hard to get them down. You know what? You'll only be down until you recognize you're down. It's like, wait a minute. I'm not put up with this. Satan, get over there in the corner and sit down somewhere. I got a job to do. I got an eternal preparation that's waiting on me. God's already laid things out. And I'm going back home where I come from. No matter how you try to reroute me, I will always get to my destination. You know, until there was a GPS and you got it on your phones now, and the first time I ever used a Garmin, I was amazed. We went to Florida and didn't know where we were at. All you do is put it in the Garmin, and it doesn't matter where you go, it will take you there. Even if you go down a bad street, you just back up, turn around, it'll reroute you there. So we're on our way to heaven. No matter what. You say, well, I got a path I'm going down that it's not fun right now. Well, you just keep driving. Just keep hanging in there because you got an eternal purpose about you. This temporary stuff is just temporary, but you got an eternal purpose about you. So don't get too worried about this temporary stuff. This too shall pass. God's got you, and you've got God, and there's nothing that can stop you. Jeremiah, I am very thankful for this message. I am thankful to be who I am. I am thankful to know what I know. I'm thankful to know who God is. There's people tonight that don't know who God is and don't know where he is. I know where he is. I know where he lives. Oh my goodness. Come on, musicians. Amen. Don't forget to enjoy your time away. Don't be so godly that you can't enjoy your family. Enjoy it, but you know what? Don't enjoy so much that you can't get back on Sunday. That is your purpose. That's part of your eternal purpose. Getting to the house of God, supporting and be a part of it. That's got to be first in your life. And that's got to be your choice to make it that way. God is not going to... Listen, I love it about this is that I see that I'm serving God because I want to serve God. Nobody's making me. I'm not scared of hell. I'm not scared of any of that stuff. I'm doing this because I love God and I want to. This is what I love to do. My goodness. So come back on Sunday and see what the Lord has in store for us. And as we move into the month of December, it'll be the final month of the year. Next thing we'll be doing is New Year's service coming up. So, amen. God bless us. He abides. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk this narrow way. For the hand of God in all my life I seek. And the reason of my bliss? Yes, the secret all is this, that the Comforter abides in me. Now, how can you not be happy if that's going on with you? What are you going to have dumped on you that just takes that out of you? This world's growing so dim. Our plate's getting so emptied that things don't matter anymore. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the barrel way. For the hand of God in all my life I see. And the reason of my bliss, yes, the secret all is this, that the Comforter abides with me. Yes, he abides. Oh, he abides. Oh, hallelujah. He abides in me, in me. Oh, I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk this narrow way, for the Comforter abides in me. He is with me everywhere. He goes with me everywhere, and he knows my every care. I'm as happy as a bird and just as free. For the Spirit has control, and Jesus satisfies my soul. Now the Comforter abides in me. Yes, he abides. Yes, he abides. Oh, hallelujah. He abides in me. Oh, I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk this narrow way, for the Comforter abides in me. Oh, yes, he abides.
He abides. Hallelujah, he abides in me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk this road.